Sebebambe wangaphansi abantu bemangaliswa ngokwenzakala eMelika kulandelwa ukunqotshwa kukaTrump ngosemelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli umnumzana Joseph Biden okubandla lamaDemocrats. Okwamanje uBiden ulama electoral votes afika phose amakhulu amathathu i-290 kuthi uTrump ulangamakhulu amabili lamachumi amathathu lambili i-232. Onqoba kukhetho lweMelika kumele athole ama-electoral votes angamakhulu amabili lamachumi ayisikhombisa i-270. Inkosikazi Sikhulekile Moyo, ukhansila wakoBulawayo, uthi lokhu okwenziwa nguTrump kuveza ukuba inkokheli kaziphumi lula esihlalweni sobukhosi loba abantu bangaze bakhethe umuntu abamfunayo.
Kuyasibonisa ukuthi abakhokheli abake babusa abathandi kuvuma impumela ebakhona ngoba lathi siyakubona kusenzakala e-Afrika. Khona kuyinto enhle ukuthi bakufunde ukuthi oyabe the wawina bakuvume. Kuyimfundiso enhle into ehleka leli Trump ngoba kuyatshengisela ukuthi kule democracy. Ikanti njalo ngingumama ngihaleliswa umama othe wangena ukuba ngu-deputy president.
Unkosikazi Nkangezwe Khumalo uthi kukhanya engani abakubandla lama-Republicans abasekela uTrump kabafuni ukulandela imithetho yokhetho.
Ukhetho lweMelika luhambe kuhle kakhulu. I-America is a democratic country. Akula ukuthi uTrump utshontshela amavoti ngani ngani. UTrump uzehlisile yena ngebehavior yakhe engumuntu omdala ayebehavior njengomuntu omncane. Ama-Republicans adelela idemocracy. Asikho ukuthi kumba abantu abamvotelanga ngoba kunjani. Izinto azenzayo, ibehavior yakhe, ukuziphatha kwakhe, abantu bayajika.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Gabriel Moyo.
Yiwe fair. Ngoba lolu khetho ukhanya ngazani belukhululeke kakhulu. Njalo uJoe Biden simtshayela ihlombe. Aluba iZimbabwe layo iyakopa kulokhu okwenzakala kwamanye amazwe kumbe okwenzakale eMelika. Layo ibe lukhetho olubalulekile. Kangela kathesi uTrump nguye obehlezi embusweni, esembusweni segijimele emakhoti la. Esiya amakhoti, amakhoti eMelika kafana lamakhoti eZimbabwe. Lana amakhoti azimele wodwa la. Ambone kuphumelela emakhoti ukuphikisa kwakhe lokhu.
Umnumzana Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi olandela ezombangazwe uthi kuyamangalisa ukuthi abantu bathakazelela ukunqoba kukaBiden. Uthi lokhu akusoze kulethe inguquko eMelika, eZimbabwe lakuzwekazi le-Afrika.
I-election njengazange dispute ka-Obama but ngalandelela ungani bebe-sympathize kufana ne-election kaMandela. Kuba uMandela mayevotelwa, everybody wanted to vote Mandela. Ungabuza abantu abaningi ukuthi why uMandela lumvotele, bezokutshela ukuthi hayi sizoba ne-free izindlu, sizoba ne-free uMugabe Mangena 1980 abantu bajabulile ukuthi hayi izinto banezi abantu bamnyama zizothola amapulazi zitole izilindu for free. Abantu bamnyama khona manje bathi okay kube kuvotela uBiden. I-America izotshintsha. Akunanto etshintshayo, these people ama-Americans ipolicy yabo isikakhulu ama-democrats i-former policies abo athi conquer the world and rule the people. Abantu abakhonkwayo abantu bamnyama.
Uthi kuyamangalisa ukuthi abantu kabazwanga kahle obekukhulunywa nguTrump.
Surprisingly abantu bamnyama manje basebekhulumela kakhulu iMelika. Inkokheli zethu ze-Africa mazifika e-United Nations abayasukuma belunga nithiye nikhuluma nodwa. Khona manje bayabonga ngoba sizoloku sibavikela bona ngeke basivikele bazosibulala bethu. So mina ngithi uTrump webenza ukuthi kube sobala ukuthi labantu laba bafuna nathi simezona. Manje kuyamangazi ukuthi ngijabulile abantu bamnyama ukuthi eMelika ivotele ikhehla. Ilikhetha zotapta 2 years elihamba nge-wheelchair. It is the mistake ngokuvotela abantu asibe amathuneni. Manje ngibuza lokho ukuthi manje mase kuqala lapho eMelika ukuthi ngivotele amakhehla. I-Afrika sizokhuluma sithini thina.
Akaziwa ukuthi uTrump uzavuma sokutheni ukuthi unqotshwe nguBiden njengoba elokhu emvimba ukuthi alungiselele ukungena esihlalweni sikamongameli. Abasekela uTrump abanjengabalenketha beChabi ababizwa ngokuthi yi-Proud Boys labanye izolo batshengisele emadolobheni atshiyeneyo beveza ukuthukuthela ngokunqotshwa kwakhe kukhetho. Kodwa ababona ngezombusazwe bathi selidume ladlula, ngakho-ke uBiden uyangena esikhundleni sikamongameli mhlaka-20 ngoZibandlela ngomnyaka ozayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yakoBulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.